You may be seated. Probably a surprise to see me. I am on my way back because I kind of rush a little bit because my dad is not doing well. And as much as a daddy is precious, you know, it's so hard to see them suffer or to go through that passage. I don't know how you said it in English, passage. But, you know, through it all, I have such confidence. I'm thinking, you know, about Brother Branham said, and you know, he said that whatsoever you love will be there. And if his dog Fritz and his horse was there, I think my dad would be there. Because I love him so much, and I believe that he put that love in my heart. And it's what's special, because Sunday I call him and I said, "Hey, Dad, would you pray with me, prayer of repentance?" And he said, "Yes, I would." And he prayed with me, and we prayed together, and he asked God forgiveness. And you know what? I'm not the person to kick somebody out of heaven.
Amen.
I prefer to put them in.
Amen.
I prefer to believe that they'll be there. Because, you know, there are so many people that are harsh. And they will kick anybody that is not thinking as they are.
That's right.
And that is not the Spirit of Christ.
Amen.
Because Christ has died for me. For you, and think of what you have done before you came to Christ. Think where you were before you came to Christ. And some came very young age. Some came at 20. Some came at 30. And some came at 84. Some came at 90.
Right.
I remember that lady that Brother Branham saw on the other side. And that lady was a young lady. And she said, "Brother Branham." And she was wondering why she was so, you know, expressive, and somebody said she was 90 some years old when she came to Christ.
Right.
And you know, God knows. I would have loved to baptize him, and you know, his heart is really not good. His lungs filling with fluid. They took 6 liters out of fluid a few days ago, and from one lung. And he's going through dialysis. He should have been dead of what they were saying last summer when I came back. And I prayed with him, and something happened, and he came out of hospital. And God knows, there was probably something that needed to take place, and God knows. And it's special because I went there, and I just did a lot of little things to help them out. Just clean the carpet with an industrial machine. Clean the seats and everything. I really wash everything. Because I felt he was to come back home. And I went after that. I did everything to Sunday night. Pray with him. And next morning he told his wife. Said, "I had a strange dream last night." And my dad never dreamed. He said, "But it was so real. I was coming back home." I said, "Praise God." I said, "Dad, believe your dream." You know what? We have a God that still do things and still manifests himself to people in a way we don't understand sometimes. And, you know, it might be his time, but I still believe in a miracle. It might be his time. He's 84 years old. He had a good life. And you know what he told me on the phone? I was speaking with him. He said, "Louis," he said, "don't cry." It's you know what? It's hard. He said, "Don't cry." He said, "I don't." He said, "I had a beautiful life. And my dad went through a lot, believe me. My dad went through a lot. But he said, "I had a beautiful life." And you know, he said, "What make it beautiful? It's you, the children, and my grandchildren. You made it beautiful." And I'm thinking, you know, all this life, if he would have a Christ through it all, you know, and how blessed we are that we have accepted Christ in a young age. How blessed we are to know what we know. And to be able to walk the way that we are not alone.
Amen.
How blessed we are that we accept Christ at 19, at 10, or 15, or 12, or 13, or 25. And being able to walk that straight and narrow way since many years. And be happy, being happy in it. And being content. And found and truly praise our God that we deserve to be praised. How great is our God? How great is our God? He's so great. And we are forgetting sometimes how great He is. He knows everything, the beginning to the end, the end to the beginning. He knows everything. There's nothing hidden before Him. He knows when you fall. He knows when you And we have a God that cares about us. And He truly does care. And how blessed we are. How blessed we are. And I know that they're waiting for me. He told me, he said, I'm waiting for you, son. He wants to be disconnected now. He feels like he's tired. And but yet I still believe in a miracle. Because my God is a God of miracle. And you know what? How has he seen a miracle for him to pray the prayer of repentance and asking God forgiveness? To me, it's a miracle. People are missing those miracles. They see, you know, they need to see. Miracles are sometimes so hidden, but they are there. They're all around us, those miracles. They're all around us. Let's just be careful to not miss what God is doing. For our God is great, you know. And I look all through the Bible how God has tried all the way through to express what He is. Or to show what He is by giving some names. I know the names of the Lord Jesus Christ is the name of our God. But there's names that are all through the Bible. And I would like to go through it with you guys tonight. And I would like to just look at some of the things that the appellation, and just make it so real to each one of us. How great is our God. Let's stand. I'm going to read one scripture. And I have maybe 30 scriptures tonight. I don't know how I will do it, but I will just try to share with you something. We'll go into Exodus 27. Amen. You love him? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Father, let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you tonight. We just want to get out of the way. There is needs, Lord, that are all around us, but we individually have needs, Lord God. And I just would like to ask you, would you take me out of the way, Lord? My body is tired. My mind is tired. There's a lot of things going on around. But Father, I just want to have your mind tonight. And I just want to exalt you. And again, just show how great thy heart, Lord God. And how precious thy heart. And how needy we are to see thy greatness, Lord God. May you be blessed, Lord God, as we go through these verses, through these chapters, through these things we're going to read, Lord God, just to see your greatness, Lord. I ask you, Father, bless your people. There is needs here, Lord God. I felt the anointing as the song was going on. I felt the anointing, Lord God, as they were singing, Lord. There was such a sweetness, Father. We just want to see you, O God. We want to see your glory, Lord Jesus. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. I will go through little things, through those few verses, and just to have an opening. And I don't need you to turn because I'm going to be quick. In Leviticus 22:32, it says, neither shall you profane my holy name. And you know what? Remembering when I was a young man and a guy picked me up on hitchhiking, I know I told you that before, and he said there was two things I need to do if I want to know Christ, or if I want to know God. And there are two things. He was just telling me, when you do those two things, you'll know him. You'll know that he knows you. You'll know. And when he told me those two things was, first, ask him, I want to know you. And ask him and repeat, I want to know you. Till he gave you an answer. And you know, when they told the apostles to go in the upper room, it was stay there till. And it was exactly what he was telling me. Just ask him till he answer you. And people sometimes don't believe that somebody can receive the Holy Ghost without being in this message. But you know what? The Holy Ghost brought me into this message. Because I receive it. Not having the Holy Ghost, I would have probably be content in the denomination and die with the flow, because it's what it is. Because when you have a religious revival, it's one thing. But when you have the real thing, it will bring in you in all the truth. Amen. And the second thing he told me, he said, when you have that experience, when you have that touch from above, ask him, what is your name? Ask God, what is your name? And you know, it stuck with me from the age of 17 to 19. And when I became really searching him and he revealed himself, his name. And being Catholic, you know, you pray about everything that moves. Yes, being Catholic, you move. You pray Saint Therese when you lost something. You pray Saint Joseph for this prayer. And you had a reason. Because priests will tell you all kind of things about pray this when you have need, that pray that. When you, and it gets you mixed up. And when I came to that simplicity, the name of God is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the only mediator between the man and God. It became so simple. And the whole Bible was, whoa, everything you look and you read, that's Jesus. He is everywhere in the Bible. And how blessed we are. And this is one of those mysteries that have been hidden to so many people. And it is open to us to understand the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 148:13, it says, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Psalm 8:1, our Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heaven. All about his name. And you know what? His name was revealed in this age, and we understand. And the devil did everything he could that the people may not see the name of Jesus Christ. They tried to give the Trinitarian doctrine, say that we should be baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. There's no name there. And it was just trying to hide the name of Jesus Christ. But our Lord, our God, all through the Scripture, give names that give how he is. But our God is great. Let us never miss how great he is. Amen. And you know what? He is willing to bless us more than we are willing to be blessed. That's something that sometimes blows my mind. He is willing to take us back more than we are willing to give ourselves back. He's willing to say, hey, wake up. Wake up, I have something for you. I want to bless you more than you want to be blessed. Because sometimes we feel, oh, I don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. That's simple. You don't deserve it. But I'll give it to you because I love you. That's it. It's a story of love. It's a love affair. He cares when you don't care. You lose sight because what? Because the devil come and put the little thing there. And he punch you. And you just, oh. And you know what? When you start to, he punch you again. He tries to keep you down. Not realizing that you're free from his punches. You're free from his pain that he's trying to put in your mind. Where is the greatest battle? It's there. The greatest battle we ever fought is there. We have to face every day that day. We'd say, the devil is a liar. He's a liar. He lied to from the beginning. He will lie all the way to the end. And he's lying more than ever. Trying to lie us to what? To our blessing. For us to miss our blessing. Don't let him lie to you. You're free. And in his name we have everything we need and more. He said, ask and you shall receive. And we have an understanding, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there all the blessing, all is there. It is his seeds. We are his seeds. And you carry a seed within you. And that seed carry life. And that life is God himself pouring himself unto this generation that is dying around us. We are the living testimony. And we must stay that testimony. And not let the devil lie to us. And thus make us miss what he wants to do. He wants to do great things. Because he's a great God. He wants to do great things in each one of us. And he will. He has a bride that will understand that, you know what? She is nothing without him. But with him, she is precious. She is precious. She is precious. And she knows her God loves her in a precious way. And nobody will take that love away from the bride of Jesus Christ. You know, when a wife is understanding how much her husband loves her, she feels precious to him. She feels special to that man. It's something special. But imagine our God, how much He wants a bride and to be precious to Him. He's wanting that. I have preached before how God showed me that He had needs. Yes, God has needs. And sometimes, you know, there's religious people that try to outdo God. Religious people try to outdo God, thinking that, oh, I need to do this and I need to do that. And God did everything. But it's one thing that we as Christians will do as something that will be natural. No, spiritual. That you will want to praise Him. And that is what God needs. He needs to be praised. He needs to be loved. He needs to be worshipped. He needs to be adored. Who will do it if you don't? The rock will do it. God wants a people to do it. To worship Him with all of what is within you. To put aside anything that tries to hinder you from entering in and enjoying His presence. For His presence is a reality to each one of us as long as we say, Lord, take me as I am. As I am, Lord. And help me to get out of anything that is displeasing unto you. And say, Lord, show me. Because you know what? There's a hidden thing that so slowly, or the devil is smart. We will give him that. He's a smartick. And he knows how to come and just put little things. And we know that is the little fault that spoiled the vine. And he's smart. But you know what? We have everything to outsmart the devil. And you know, when you come to a place where you feel dry, when you come to a place that you feel like there's something missing, you know, it's simple. God, show me what's lacking in my life. Show me what I need to see in order to be placed back where I belong. Because you belong into that spot where you worship God. You belong into that place where you meet His needs. His needs are great. He needs to be worshipped. He needs to be adored. He needs to be exalted as the only living God. How great is our God? His name shall be called Wonderful. Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That was in Isaiah 9:6. We heard about El Shaddai. What does it mean? It is God who completely nourish and satisfy you and I. He completely nourish us, El Shaddai. God wants to do everything. He wants to nourish each and every one of us perfectly and completely. He wants to give you everything you need. There's nothing this world can give us. Nothing this world can give us. If there's something, He will steal our time. He will steal everything we have. He will take away the precious moment we could have with our God. Amen. Technology is what it did. Let us be honest. Technology, it's what it did. There's so many toys out there. There's so many, call it the way you want. iPhone, this and that. They're there and they take your time. They're stealing your time. And He wants to nourish you. He wants to give you everything. Because we know El Shaddai, it means like a mother that gives her breast to her child. That child, you know what? It's not scientific. A child, when he's hungry, you know what he does? He doesn't say, it's been 2.5 hours I haven't drank. I should call mom and say, Mom, hey, I'm thirsty. No, when a child is thirsty, you know what? He'll cry out for that breast because it's the thing that is nourishing that child. It is the same thing for us. God wants us to come to a place where we will cry out. Oh, and you know what? When they are hungry, it is like, you know, it is painful for them. And they want that food. Father, you know, we as Christians has to come and realize God is the same way. He is the one that wants to provide everything. El Shaddai. And we have to come to that place where we are painfully needing Him. And that is a state into our countenance. And we have to come to that place where I need you, Lord, more than anything else. I need you, Lord. Without you, I'm dying. There's too many people that, yeah, I'm a Christian. I go to church. Brother and sister, there's supposed to be a relationship between you and God. There's supposed to be love. There's supposed to be something that is so special. The bride will understand something that the denomination won't understand. The denomination, they cover the conscience. They just go to church because, oh yeah, go to church on Sunday. Brother and sister, we can do the same if we're not careful. During the week, what do we do? Oh, I go to church on Sunday. I go to church on Wednesday night. But what do you do for that relationship? What do you do for that El Shaddai to be able to let Him just nourish you fully and completely? Amen. That was in Genesis 17. El Elyon, which is the most high, the most exalted God. We have to exalt Him. He is the most exalted God. We have to come to a place that we will with all of our heart to exalt Him. He wants to be exalted. He wants to be worshipped. He wants it. He needs it. Somebody will do it. Will you do it? Will you do it? We need to come to that place. And if you got dry in that path, if you got dry, let me tell you this. God has still an anointing for you to cry. Because that dryness is not of God. If you can or if you have not cried in the last few months or last few weeks or last few days, there's something wrong. Because when you come into that sweet anointing, when I was hearing even the song, I could not but cry on the other side. When you feel that angel of the Lord coming into the bench around and you feel that anointing, you cannot but say, amen, hallelujah. God is good, God is gracious, and you have to let Him come, and you have to invite Him, because if you speak about angels, He'll come, brother and sister. If you speak about God, He'll come on the scene. He wants to be worshipped, He wants to be exalted, He wants to be recognized as the only one. Amen, El Shaddai, El Elyon, El Adonai. Which Adonai, what does it mean? It means my Lord, my. Are we selfish? Yes, my Lord. Because when you see and realize that this is my Lord, I'll give Him praise. I will not take His name in vain. I will love Him, I will worship Him, I will give Him praise. He needs it, He wants it. El Shaddai, El Elyon, Adonai, Jehovah Nissi. We have heard about this. The Lord is our banner, which is mean He's my refuge. A place where I can find refuge. You know what? In time of wars, if you could find a place where you were safe, that was special. I was listening. I had one brother that, I'm sorry, I become sensitive because it was very special. His name was Brother Nuzi. You remember him. He was a sweet brother, small little brother from France. And he came in Quebec. And he was trying to help people to understand the presence of God. But he didn't have complete understanding of the message. But you know what? He was sealed for Pentecostal age. He was in his 70s. And he was sealed for that age. But he was sweet. And he wanted to bless the people. And he was sinning in a special. And that year, just to show the kind of many years, God, he said, if you send me, allow no snow to come on this land during the winter. We didn't have any snow that winter. Talked about snow. In Granby, we didn't have any snow that all winter. That's what I'm talking about. When I came in 79, it was a winter without snow. But he was saying one day, it was during war, and he was trying to find, and they were bombarded. He was in France, and he was able to enter into a calvet underneath the road. You know, one of those things underneath the road, you know, for water and everything. And he felt safe there. But he could hear the bombardment, and he was looking for refuge, a place to refuge. And as he was there, it was just praying and glorifying God for allowing him to find a place of refuge. And as he was there,
he heard a little noise, and it was a little lamb that came right to him. And it was really, really special, because I remember when he told the story, he was crying, because he felt like God was with him, you know. A little lamb came into that refuge place. It was really special. But you know what? The Lamb of God is still here. The blood is still here. His presence is still here. He wants us to be loving him, to see him as the Lord of all. It is, let us not miss what he is, you know, Jehovah Raha, which is the Lord, is my shepherd. You know what? When you understand about shepherd, when you understand about the sheep, our shepherd is loved by sheep. I was looking at a little video, and a man was there calling the sheep, sheep! And all the sheep were there. They didn't even care about the guy because he was not the shepherd. And he, sheep! And he was just trying to see if the sheep would, come, come, come! And the sheep, they didn't care. But a shepherd came and said, sheep! They all came to him. That's the shepherd. A shepherd, you know, sheep recognize his voice because his voice is special to the sheep. There's no other that will call that sheep, because the shepherd is the one that always care for them, always take his baton and just touch the sheep, just take care of them, take the lice from their lice from their wool, take care of them. They know they are loved by the shepherd. Sheep, you know, brother and sister, and if we cannot come or be like sheep, there's something missing, brother and sister. We are supposed to recognize a great shepherd, which is, like I said, Jehovah Raha, the great shepherd, Jehovah Rapha, which is the Lord that heals our body. You know, all these things, and people are, for years at one point, there are still some that believe that God doesn't heal. I'm sorry for them. I'm sorry that they believe that God cannot heal. Can you imagine that you were believing in a God that you believe he doesn't heal? Can you imagine you have, you know, that no hope in healing? But there's all kind of churches like that. It's terrible. How blessed we are to believe that our God is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. God still is a healer. He's in the business of healing the sick body. He's in the business. And how many times, brother and sister, you got healed without even knowing? Because you were sick. You might have half cancer. God to remove it. You don't even know it. Because God take care of his sheep. He does. And if we give him praise, not only because we are healed, but because we love him. He will take care of his sheep in a perfect way. He knows what we need more than we do. Amen. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. God who reveal himself unceasingly. He will always reveal himself to somebody that wants to know more. He wants to reveal himself to you if you want to know more. If you want to have more, if you want to see more, you have to ask more. You have received not because you ask not. You ask not because you don't know, or you don't know how to ask. What do we ask to God? He knows exactly what you need. If you enter that secret place and worship him and meet his need, he'll know everything about your needs. It's what it is. People are trying to think backward. Meet God's need. He knows everything about your need. He will meet everything and even more. Amen. Amen. The God who restores you now. Don't wait a month. Now you can be restored. If you have slipped away lately, if you have missed things, if you have let the world take a hold of you in any way, now he can restore you. If you accept in your heart to be restored, he can restore you now. Because what? He is the God of the present. He wants you to serve him in the present. I remember being a young man when God spoke to me in a very audible voice. And he said, I put an X on your past. That's good to know. That's good to know. Because my past was bad. And he said, the future, don't ever worry. I'll take care of it. You live your present. He is the God now. Live the present to learn how to please me. Live the present to know how to please me.
Amen. Jehovah Tikkenu, the Lord, our righteousness. Thank you, Lord. He is our righteousness. There's no righteous among us. There is none of us that is righteous. But He is my righteousness because He paid a price. He paid a price I couldn't pay. I am so blessed to know that it's paid. When you go to the restaurant and you come and you are thinking you're going to pay and somebody paid before you did and you didn't know. And it says, it's paid. Are you serious? Yes, it's paid. Who did? And when you don't know who paid, that's even greater. Yes. Who did pay for me? You know, it happens. Yes. He paid the price and we know who paid it. Amen. He paid it in full. Yes. Amen. He's the righteous judge. Henceforth there, He laid up for me a crown of righteousness. He's the righteous judge. He's the judge and He's the attorney. He's what do you call that? The guy that, the persecutor? That's the devil. But we know God is the judge and He will, no matter what, He say, you're not guilty because you come to me. You have asked or you have received and you have accepted what I've done. Amen. You're not guilty. He cannot lay it against me. The devil cannot lay. He'll lie. The devil is trying to make you believe that you don't deserve. You don't deserve it. Even if the devil tried to make you believe you don't deserve it, you tell him, I don't. But I know that He did it because He loves me. He loves me and He cares about me. And He will do. You know, and when I'm thinking of that, that God in His greatness, because our God is great, in His greatness, if He had to face Calvary again for you alone, He'll do it again. For you, He would do it again. Amen. Think of it. Amen. I have some time, and this is something that I've been trying to just see. I say, God, show me again Calvary. Amen. Let me see what, because you know what? We forget about it. Yes, and show me the intensity. Yes. Show me what you had to go through to Amen. Take it. Because He had to go through a lot. Yep. And I ask God, I often ask Him that. Yep. And I become very sensitive. And I would cry. I would feel so much His presence. Because I realize You went all the way. Because, you know, people sometimes forget. But when He was at Gethsemane, when He was at the garden before, in He cried out and blood came out of His forehead. We know that God had to depart from Jesus from that point on. Because God had to depart from Jesus because God had nothing to do with sin. And Jesus had to take upon Himself the sin of the world. He had to take upon Himself the sin. And God had nothing to do with sin. And He took it upon Himself and He went all the way to Calvary without God. Because when He was between heaven and earth, it was like He was separated from God for a season and He was separated from man. He was between heaven and earth. But He had to go all the way as a man. As a man. He suffered as a man. Because God had nothing to do with sin. And somebody had to pay the price you and I could not pay. Amen. Elo Lam, which is the everlasting God, the God of eternity, the God of the universe. Elohim, which is God, the judge, the creator. Elohim. Kana, which is in this Exodus 25, the jealous God. I like it. I remember testifying to a Catholic person and I said, do you realize God is jealous? Oh no, God cannot be jealous. God is Catholic, you know, God cannot be jealous. I said, I have scripture that say God is jealous. No. Even if I show it in the Bible, say, no, it's impossible. God is not jealous. God is jealous. He is jealous of His spirit that He put in you. He is jealous that you may serve Him in Him alone. He doesn't want to split yourself in two or three places. He doesn't want you to serve the devil and Him. He doesn't want you to eat at the tree of life and good and evil. And no, He wants you to go at the tree of life, which is Christ Jesus. He doesn't want us to split or to give to the world. He wants us to give him all the glory. He is jealous. And it says in the Bible, his name for that, God is jealous. It's Kana. K-Q-A-N-N-A. Jehovah Jireh. Jireh. God will provide. He is a provider. He knows every one of you need. Jehovah Shalom, Lord, is our peace. There are so many names. And we think of it. Lord is our peace. He wants us to be at peace. Shalom. Shalom. It's peace. Amen. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the armies, sovereign over the spiritual army and the natural army. He's sovereign over the spiritual army and the natural army. Think of Israel. I love Israel. And when I see how God fought for them, I love Israel. And God is over the spiritual armies, which is angels. He will say, go. And you know what? Angels encamp around those who fear God. Angels encamp. That is a reality. And it must become more and more of a reality. And the great God that we serve has all that army in control. And he will send them to protect and to be with us and to help us out. Who have seen? I will ask it this way. Who have experienced something with an angel? Raise your hand. Who has experienced a particular thing that you knew it was an angel? Nobody! Have you ever something that you knew it was an angel? No? Yes, thank you, brother. Boy, are you shy? I'm such a joke. I'm not going to catch you in the corner. You know, I told you that story before. When I was a young Christian, 19 years old, my dad had lost everything. And my mom had left home. And she had took all the furniture. And you know when, as a young man, you come home and there's no more furniture? No more. The table in the kitchen is your table as a person. And no more table, no more living room, no more. And she took my dad's bedroom, all the furniture. They had really nice furniture. And the Lord spoke to me. And he said, your dad's going to commit suicide. And I'm talking about, I'm 57, 19, almost 30-some years ago, 38. And he said, your dad is going to commit suicide. You must do something that will make him feel special. And I felt like taking all my furniture in my bedroom and to refurnish his bedroom. And I put plants, I put curtain, white curtain. I made it really clear where he could feel like, whoa, something is going on here. I just refurnished his old bedroom. And the last furniture or piece of furniture I brought was the woman's desk. And those big thing in white oak, you know, they were bleached and it was heavy because it was oak on the back, and it was not like today. Today they just it's just a slab of, it's not even oak. But I was taking that piece of furniture by myself up the stairs, and it was, I had to call the drawer out and the mirror, and I took it one step at a time like this, and there was a 90 degrees, and the 90 degrees, I felt like, oh, I cannot go any further. And I fell backward with the furniture. And as I was going down the stairs with the furniture, I said, Jesus! And the furniture stopped and started to go up. And it pulled me up and did the 90 degrees. And I remember the furniture going down slowly on the ground. And then God said, angels encamp around those who fear me. And somebody saw an angel? Did anybody had an experience? You all had experiences. I know you did. Because God is looking over his children. And he has angel. Because he's the God of all army, spiritual and natural. God knows what we need. And he will meet our needs. And the one that happened, I remember, I thought, wow, what happened? And it was so surreal that, did it really happen? You know, because... And, it's too much. But it did. Because God didn't allow it. He saw that I was doing something, that I was trying to bless my dad. And he was trying, I was trying to really help my dad to not do the unrepairable, if he would have committed suicide, because he had lost all his businesses, and now he was losing his house, was losing his wife, he was losing everything. You know, when you come to that point, you wish you served God. We are blessed, brother and sister. We are blessed. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. He is the bread from heaven. Yeah, that's in John 6:32, the manna. Remember, he is all these things. Jesus Christ is all these things. He is the mediator, the only one between God and us. He is the mediator. He is the chosen one in Isaiah 42. He is the true vine, the image of the invisible God. I love this. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Amen. That's all names that are in the Bible. Emmanuel, which is God with us. He is the Savior in Titus. He is the branch of the Lord. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. He is all that, brother and sister. He is the precious cornerstone. He is the teacher, the good shepherd. He is all that. And you know, what is our God? He is the one that does everything to touch us, to make us understand, to help us, to encourage us, to come and shepherd us, to just give us to understand that we are special, the apple of his eye. We are the apple of his eye. Precious. If there's something we protect, I think there would be a big truck coming to our you're going to be crushed to death, but you're going to protect your eyes. You know, because it's the thing that is the most, you know, oh! And you, but you protect your eyes. No, but Jesus is looking at us as the apple of his eyes. Because anything happen, you just protect your eyes. We are the apple of his eyes. He is the rock of ages, the rose of Sharon, the song of song. You know, he is everything. The lily of the valley, the builder and maker, the faithful one, the high and lofty one. For thus saith the high and lofty one, it says in Isaiah 57:15. It says, for thus saith the high and lofty one, that in that this is eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high place with him, also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. To revive the spirit of the humble. That is a key, brother and sister. To revive the spirit of the humble. To revive the heart of the contrite one. He's the bridegroom, the lamb. He's the lamb's wife. He's the root, the offspring of David. My, I was finding those, and I couldn't believe there's so many. Amen. So many things that he is. But he is, through it all, he is the one that wants us to understand that he is everything we need. We need him and him alone. He will take care of our every needs. If we can just see that he is so great that no matter what we go through or what those we love go through, he will take care of it if we take heed and if we make sure to give him praise. Because he just want to be praised. He want to be worshipped. He want to be loved. He want to be recognized as the only God, the only living God. There are so many gods that come into people's lives by giving them time. Those spirits, you give them times. You know what? I'm thinking of all these people that went through the ages. And I'm thinking of that person that had that vision of all the different ages and people that were in these ages. And when, because we think about those who went through suffering of being killed, being murdered, being burned at the stake. We think about those who, you know what, they did such horrible thing. I was reading about how they were, would take a pregnant woman and would bid on the baby's sex. And they would bid. And after that, they would open the woman because she was a Christian. You know, we didn't go through that. We didn't suffer that. But I'm thinking about all these people, how they had to pay such a price. And how the suffering they had to go through. Because there was children looking at that. There was husband. But they went. They were killed. They were put to death. But when they were into that vision, or that person was into that vision, it was them saying, how could you make it? Your age, which is ours, was so evil. There are so many traps. It was such a hard time. And let us not forget about how the devil is tricky. And he's trying to catch our mind. Catch our mind. He tries to make us lose sight of the most important things that we face or we should have, which is that, which is that great God that we serve in fullness. For if he wants one thing for his Christian, is to embody them with his fullness. He wants to have himself walk within us. It's what he wants. I'm telling you, brother and sister, there is an age we are in. It is so tricky. It is so subtle. It is subtle. And you have to watch before you do things. God, is this pleasing unto you or not? Do I really need that? And I'm telling you, we get trapped. We can say as we are in church, okay, I'm going to put that aside. But when you come back face to face with the thing, you have a hard time. Because it's kind of part of your life. And you feel like, I have to do it. Because call it Facebook. And there's people that are spending so much time on there. It's not necessarily all bad. But there's things that people are losing sight because of what's going on. And it's all around us. And it's attacking us it's everywhere. But let's be honest. I said Facebook, it can be Instagram, it can be called, I don't know what their name, I don't even know what the name of all those things, because I'm not on it. I have Facebook because I let my family knows where I'm at. But you know what, it's my wife more than me that put things out, just something, oh, I like what she put because I'm there. But you know, it's something that can be such a trap. And you have to be careful, because our God wants to have preeminence. He wants to have the first place. Amen. He is the Savior. It's in Titus, the branch of the Lord, the author and perfecter of our faith. He is the precious cornerstone. And I said it before, he's the bridegroom, the lamb, he's the root. And he is the bright and morning star, he is the Word. Amen. He is the Word. And the Word is under form, seed form. He is the Word. And the Word, you know what? Has to find its place in your heart. You know, if you are called to speak the word, to have that which is speak out, talk. You know, if we are called to manifest that third pool somewhere, we have to have what it needs to, which is character. And it is not something that it will bang. Character is something that you have willfully put aside something to give God's first place. You have willfully decided to go in the upper room till. Amen. Yep. I'm repeating that. Yep. You have willfully decided to go in the upper room. Yes. And wait till. Amen. Because sometimes you can have, or you could have had, a revival, a good time with the Lord. And because you had a good time with the Lord, you feel like you're safe. Right. But God is waiting for another good time. God is waiting for another good time. And he has all kind of plenty time, good time, for his children. He wants to give us those good times. He's the tree of life, the Alpha and Omega, the same yesterday, today, and forever, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said in Malachi or in Matthew, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Amen. His word will be accomplished. His word will be manifest. He has a bride that will manifest his word. she will stand still and she will know that her God is all that I ever said. He is great. He is the shepherd. He is the Alpha and Omega. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the mighty God. He's everything. Amen. And everything that He is, He's just giving it to her. He's giving her all the tools she needs to face evil. Because evil is all around us. It's all around us. We are attacked day and night, brothers and sisters. And you know what? The problem is that people open doors. They open doors. After they want, why do I have so many problems? You open doors. Shut the doors. It's cold outside. Shut the doors. That's it. Close the door. Remember what Brother Branham said and how God said, because of your own choosing. That is for all of us. Because of your own choosing, Anna. Because of your own choosing. It's for you, Sister Shan. Because of your own choosing. Because you make choices that glorify Him. Same for you. For you. Because of our own choosing. A great portion of heaven is awaiting for you. That's character. That is decision that you will make that will make the whole difference between being raptured or not. Because the bride of Christ Jesus, she will be in love. Because she has recognized all these names to be reality. All these names to be confounded on one, our Lord Jesus Christ, which is the name above all names. Let's pray. Father, I just want to thank you, Lord. I would like to help people to be aware, and even for myself, to be aware of that which we have to do, Father, to choose. To choose the right thing to do and the right thing to not do. To make the right choice in every situation, Father, which make the difference between being blessed or not. For evil is at the door, but also blessing is at the door. Father, let us just open the right door. Let us just take the right channel in order to worship you, to adore you, to give you praise, in order to get sensitive to your holy of holies, Lord, in order to be sensitive to that tree of life, to enter in, to have fellowship with you, to enter that secret place and enjoy the presence of our God, to enjoy your goodness, oh Father, for you are great and you want to bless your people so much, Lord. Have mercy on each one of us, Lord. Have mercy, for we are needy of your mercy, O God. May your name be blessed above all name. For we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank thee, O God, for all that you do. Amen. As the musician approach, I would just like to read the last verse in Acts 4:10. And that is very much well described, where it says, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught, of you builder which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. The name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's simple, brother and sister. That was a simple sermon. You have to understand, I drove 20-some hours. And I've been running to go back to see my dad. And I still believe in a miracle. I was in Phoenix the day before yesterday. And I drove all the way to Louisiana straight. And because I need to leave Cynthia there, I took the plane. But you know what? I felt like this would be something I could give you. I got it on the plane. I just want to be a blessing. It's simple, but yet it's great. Because our God is great. Don't let any doors hinder you. Don't open any doors that would hinder you from seeing the beauty of our Lord. There's too much going on around us, more than ever. And it's a fast, fast, fast time. Everything goes fast. And even me, I realize, oh, another year's passed. Oops, I'm 58. Oops, I'm 50. I'm not yet, but it goes fast. And it seems like as we get older, it goes faster. And young people would say, oh, I have all my life ahead of me. I'm telling you. Yes, I'm telling you. Life is short. It goes fast. The best you can give, it's now. Now. The best you can give, it's now. Now. The best, Lilia, you can give, it's now. Give your heart to the Lord. Yes. And serve Him with all of your heart. Because He's worthy. He's so worthy. Amen. God bless you all.
Feet as we sing that again.